Now, I have to start today to read a little bit of scripture, because in today's lectionary, Pastor Jim is focusing on the first bit, but here is kind of the second bit. And this is a story that you will remember, I think. This is about Jesus and Thomas. But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. And so the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." Well, a week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put them in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." So what is doubt? If you had to define the term doubt, what would it be?
Not believing.
Okay. Not believing. What are some things that you might doubt, like in an average week?
The weather report.
The weather report. That's great. Might doubt the weather report. Well, what does it mean to believe?
To have faith.
Okay. To have faith, especially when we're talking about our Christian faith, right? And it is said in the Bible in several different places that to have really strong belief is a gift from God, a spiritual gift even. Well, you know, if we raised our hands, which we are not going to do this morning, but if we raised our hands here in the church and all these grown-ups could raise their hand if they've ever had any doubt in their faith, yeah, we don't have to raise our hands. I bet you'd see a lot of hands. And I know this because my hand would be one of them, right? So I think we all can kind of relate a little bit to Thomas, that Thomas wasn't there when Christ first arrived, right? And they were telling Thomas about Christ's arrival. And what did Thomas do?
Have doubt.
He had some doubt. So belief is a spiritual gift. But now here's the tricky part. Doubt in and of itself is an example of God's gift to us as well. And that's kind of confusing. I don't think doubt itself is a spiritual gift from God. It's pretty natural. We kind of come to it on our own. But what it does represent is the fact that God has made us creations that are not programmed, right? We have a certain amount of freedom in this world, even to the point that we sometimes doubt. Now, us Presbyterians, we've got a long conversation about freedom and God and grace that we don't have time for right now. But I will say, we also see that God walks along with us. God walks along with us even when we are doubting. So here's the good news. In our tradition, this is kind of like when we're done with Thomas. We don't really hear much more about Thomas. A few mentions, but we don't really think that much about Thomas after this point. But did you know, in the tradition of the St. Thomas community in India, well, that's who founded the first earliest Christian church in India. And that would mean that it was the disciple, at least to our knowledge, that went the furthest in the world during his lifetime, the St. Thomas Christian community, one of the oldest continually surviving Christian communities in the world, the St. Thomas community. So the good news is, as we work through our doubt and we rely on God's grace, well, there's no telling the places that we'll go. So when we remember Thomas, let's remember the whole story. Let's bow our heads and pray. Lord, thank you that you have granted us so much in this world. Thank you for all the gifts that you bestow. And Lord, we pray for the gift of belief. And we thank you that you show us mercy and understanding in our times of doubt. Lord, help us to take our doubt and wrestle with the angels until we are empowered and can do the amazing things and take the amazing journeys that even doubting Thomas took. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen.